What you're about to hear is actual play from Monster Hearts. We here at iPodcast Magic Missile do not endorse or condone the actions of any of our characters. They are awful, horrible people who do awful, horrible things and say awful, horrible things. This actual play may contain topics including rape, physical abuse, substance abuse, teen sexuality,
cannibalism,
racism, homophobia,
guns,
Satanism.
In other words,
yeah.
If you are easily offended, easily triggered, or easily influenced by... don't listen to this.
Yeah, go listen to our Apocalypse World podcast, which is much more lovey-dovey.
We are not our characters. That's a thing to remember. We are good people. We promise.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
This is Dave.
This is Will.
This is Duncan.
This is Joanna.
I'm Yanni.
I'm Caitlin.
Let's start with Mara this time. I think we figured out that 3 is the most strings on Mara.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Seems
so
right.
Chassis, make a decision.
I want to see you be volatile.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Volatile.
What were you last week?
Holy
volatile.
Let's try dark then.
Dark and volatile.
What about Chassis? Who has the most strings on you?
3.
Gabe and Mara both have 3 on me.
Mm.
So
pick a one of them.
Yeah, we'll do Gabe.
Do you have a preference?
No.
What were you last time?
Last time I was volatile and dark.
Hot.
Hot. Ooh. Things are going to get interesting, Robin.
Keep the volatile.
Keep the volatile?
Yeah.
How many did you say that the others had on each other? Had on you? Sorry.
Gabe has 3 on me, you have 3 on me, and Chloe has 1. Chloe!
Alright, well, I'm going to break the going around of the circle, and since Gabe just made a decision, who has strings on Gabe?
I have 4 strings on Gabe.
There we go.
Well, I think
I'd like you to. What were you last time?
I was cold and hot, I think. I was sending mixed messages.
Okay. I'd like you to be volatile.
May I make a request, Johnny?
You can.
Actually, you know what? I don't really care.
No, make
but
a request.
Dark wouldn't
too
be
late.
So bad.
You dark?
I have some things to think about.
Pretty broody.
But if you want me to be something else, I don't really care that much. I realized I didn't care that much as I was saying, can I make a request?
G'day. Got a lot of stuff going on.
What was the... What did you highlight?
Volatile.
Volatile.
Everybody's skip volatile.
Let's get some rocks and lake, maybe.
Yeah, dark's fine. That's fine. Alright, well, who's got strings on Chloe? Since Chloe just got to make decisions.
I've got 2 strings on Chloe.
I got 1.
0.
I don't even remember how I have 1 on Chloe, but I do.
So I think Robin...
Oh, right.
Alright.
I'm the last one with strings on Chloe.
What would you like to see?
I have 2 on Chloe.
Gosh. Just wait to spawn my fun.
Caitlin, have you chosen for someone yet?
Not yet.
How many strings do you have on Mara?
None.
Man, this isn't gonna
I don't
work.
Have strings.
Well... The only person we haven't highlighted.
Well, you were already starting, so I might as well not snatch
it
out from under you.
Yeah, let him. I would just... For anyone else who's keeping track of strings.
Well, go ahead and be dark.
Be really dark, you know, man.
Yeah, we can get a lot of brooding and gazing
brood.
Into the abyss.
Yeah.
The abyss gazing back.
Yeah,
all
man.
That.
It's pretty rough.
Everybody else is volatile, so let's keep... up with that.
Lovely. Your wish is my command. You might not like it.
Wait, you're the genie now?
I'm always the genie, man.
See. And that leaves Robin for last. Sorry. But not least. Who has strings on the Robin?
I have 2.
I have 1.
I got 2.
Sure. Chloe, you can highlight me.
Where were you last time?
I don't know. I think I may have been hot and dark.
Fine. I'd like to see you fail to give in, or fail to shut someone down so cold. I'd like you to give in to people. Be a pushover.
Alright.
I'm just going to make everybody be volatile this week.
Oh god,
what a joke!
It can't
just use that last
week. Oh, do we have to use the violence?
It was
going to
use that last week.
Yeah, well, hindsight is 20/20. Not yet. Corrective vision.
My head.
So, I guess, are there scenes in particular that people want to have?
What about the... I still need to establish my werewolf
wolf
true. Pack.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think that is going to be a scene,
okay.
But... so hold that thought.
Yeah.
I need Chastity to give me a makeover.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I need
scene.
My harm healed.
Yeah.
I need...
Sexy makeover?
Sexy makeover.
Oh my.
I need there to be fallout... from last time.
Oh, I'm sure we could work that out. You could spring that on us anytime you like.
Pretty much.
Rad rituals or something.
Yeah.
You have that way of just showing up in our opportune times. And we could pick it up.
Yeah.
I think that's about right. I also, at some point, will have to get the gang together to try to solve the mystery.
And I'll be there.
And you'll be
all
there.
Right. We need to figure out some information about Chassie's gang.
Yeah.
I thought we no, I didn't I cut some of the faffing about discussion.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
But I thought we determined that like the thing that incenses them to action is any threat against their family member, and what they demand is, I don't remember what we said that they demanded.
I think we escaped.
Yes, that we escaped that, and that was homework.
Okay, so that was
oh,
the
crap.
Thing we didn't decide?
Yes.
We were all supposed to come up with something wrong.
Because I like...
Well,
it's okay.
I didn't do it either.
Yeah,
I
didn't do it.
I like the... They look out for their own.
Yeah.
Being the trigger.
Being very...
It's very Bruce Springsteen.
Well,
yeah.
It's very pack of werewolves. Or wolves in general, I think.
That love the boss.
Well, only if they're from New Jersey.
What? Very Springsteen?
New Jersey werewolves. Love
New Jersey
boss.
Werewolves.
Is that like Louisiana Nazis?
Yes. No,
I hate
Illinois
Nazis.
Illinois
Nazis.
How dare you misquote Blues Brothers? You heathen. Plus, it's way less usual to find Nazis in Illinois than Louisiana. I think that's what actually made it funny.
Louisiana vampires.
There you go.
Yeah.
Louisiana vampires.
So
they demand... kind of demands. I was not very creative, and my thought was that they either demand that I go hunting with them all the time, or that they make me, and I don't even know if this is possible, but that they make me buy, like, their ration of bullets, because Walmart has cut them off, so they have to, but then again, if she's not 18, she probably can't buy bullets.
It's Walmart. But I don't think that's really
they'll only
super
let
exciting.
You buy bullets
I
if you're under 18.
I couldn't think of anything good.
They could demand. Do they like eat people? Do werewolves eat people, or do they eat animals?
They eat a lot of animals. They could eat people. I don't know. They could be redneck cannibal werewolves.
In True Blood, werewolves have like super rigid pack structure and boss each other around all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe they demand obedience.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like,
and since you're like the young
ones.
Yeah, that's true. I am the pup.
I like that.
Yeah, okay.
You're always
right.
Rolling around, showing me your belly.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Please don't. You can eat first. It's fine.
We all have plates. Look, man, I still want to eat first. The principle.
Okay.
And
they demand immediate obedience,
mm-hmm.
and threats to the family will trigger blind
yes.
action, whether you want it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You could even have it so that, like, if you move up in rank within the pack, like,
mm-hmm.
they demand that you enforce the pack hierarchy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that you might have to make an example of someone.
Mm-hmm.
So are you just going to be brazen about returning the weapons minus a few, or how are you planning on handling this?
Oh, to explain it to my daddy?
Yeah, because you took a bunch of stuff, and you didn't shoot anything, but you're down like three things.
Three things? I will explain it to him that I have some very good friends who helped watch my back in a very dangerous environment. Dad.
Okay, so you're just gonna ahead and tell him.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be straight up and be like, they have them and I'm gonna get them back. It's just that I had to get out of there.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
I'm sorry.
I just wanted to get an idea of what your plan was. Because, you know, if your plan is to go and sneak everything back in and then like pretend like nothing's happening, then the scene would open differently.
No.
If that makes sense.
I'm sorry. No.
So you're
I'm straight up.
The sneaking sound.
Oh, I figured it out. You pull up, and there are three more cars in the drive than there normally are.
Cars. There's 23 people here.
Cars?
Vehicles. I think two of them are, like, muscle cars.
Okay.
There's a truck that is... That is a capital T truck, but the cars are, there is a
Camaro.
I was gonna say a Mustang, like a bright yellow Mustang that is old. It's not a new one, and. I don't know. I don't think a Camaro really is a muscle car.
What about a Corvette?
I mostly just said.
Yeah. I think maybe a bright red Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
You suspect may have more under the hood than was stock. Actually, knowing your paw, probably all three of these vehicles have been tuned up a bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe it's just a. Checkup or something on the cars.
On their cars? Yeah. So I don't recognize the cars?
No.
Alright, well, that's fine. I go in, I figure I'll talk to my dad if he's not with company, and I'll explain everything in time.
Yes, there's like five people beside your pa in the living room. There's a couple of kids your age. There's a couple... the other three are about his age, and he's dicking around in the kitchen, burning coffee, and like being a terrible host, but trying at least.
Yeah, that's dad.
And comes out with like a smoking coffee pot. How you like? Not steam. It is like literally smoking. How he accomplished that is a mystery for the ages.
He's got cigarettes.
No, there's like black smoke coming out of the pot. It looks frightening. Chassis.
Hey,
how
Dad.
Did the adventure go?
Well, you know, it turned out better than I expected. Yeah, I didn't have to shoot anybody, and I didn't get caught by the cops. That was a close one. There was a cop there, which
his,
I didn't expect.
His face,
expect.
Like, goes super serious time. Super serious. And he kind of, like, absentmindedly sets the coffee pot in, I think just, like, in a potted plant. That's
yeah,
like,
a house plant. A sad house plant.
The cops were there.
Yeah, the cops were there. It was kind of a complicated situation.
That sounds less successful to me.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I don't think they got, like, my name. I think they actually left in quite a hurry because they had some other problems going on. I don't know, they didn't seem like very good cops. Like, they were with it. Dad.
Well, I think it's a... I had the word like 5 minutes ago. I'm going to just say pack because I can't remember. I thought of another good word, but it's not coterie, it's not coven. It's not pack. Synonyms have failed me.
Clan?
Yeah, I like clan.
That's something...
At least as good.
People actually say about, like, their groups without getting too sketchy.
Yeah.
I brought in some of the rest of the clan. After you went off, I figured you might need a little looking after. And,
well, I mean... Thank you, Dad. But I did all right on my own.
Right.
I got out of there. And I was responsible, actually. These, you know... Yeah, I mean, there are a couple people there that aren't really familiar with guns, and I made sure that I didn't, you know, give anything out that was inappropriate. And, you know...
Well, be that as it may, you know I've always treated you like family.
I know!
But I think it's about time you met some of your real family.
My real family?
I imagine you know you can do some things that most people can't.
Well, yes. That...
I try and turn a blind eye. I replace all the razors every week. It's no big deal. But I know. I've known. They asked me to take you in when you were young.
Yeah.
And I think you're old enough... that you should rejoin them. Now, you can keep living here, but
okay.
They're going to help teach you stuff that I couldn't. Because I'm not actually like you.
Yeah, but, Dad, you've taught me a lot. I mean, you're my dad.
And I'll continue to be your dad, but... I can't teach you everything you need to know. I must admit that I know more about killing your kind than helping them. But that is a story for another time. Now I think you need to come in here and meet your real family.
Alright.
And we're going to cut scene there. And go, I think, I'm not sure, we're gonna fade away from black, with Chloe and Gabe, I think things have finally settled down, when... You hear the garage door opening, as if maybe someone was driving in and parking.
God. Oh, God, it's my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe,
yeah.
That was amazing. You are amazing.
I am.
And modest. But we need to get you out of here. I'm in... Probably going to be in some trouble.
Oh,
like,
you're...
With my dad and also, you know, God and...
And who?
Please, Chloe, just... I need you to get your things on, and we got to get you out of here before he catches us or... he'll kill me.
Yeah, for you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
So,
I really appreciate it. Just... What?
No, it's fine. I just want to maybe spend a little time with you, but...
We can... Why don't we... Oh, man, my car is here. Because otherwise, we could just go off somewhere, but my car is here, so he'll know that I'm here, so... Look...
You could come with me.
No, I can't. I'll see you in school on Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
I gotta tell you something, but I'll tell you later. It's probably fine for now.
What?
No, never mind.
Are you okay? I mean, I used protection. But...
Yeah, no, not that.
Oh, okay.
You're going to need a... Well, I came to you for a different kind of protection. But I think I should be fine for now, probably.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We'll be too. We'll both be safe.
Well...
Probably. You won't be too mad.
Some explaining to do.
Yeah, okay, so I gotta go.
Yeah. You go, and here, this is... If you just... I'll open the... This window opens wide enough that you can get out, and...
This is like a second-story window, dude.
Oh, it's a split. You it's only like... I'll lower you down. I'll lower you down. Don't worry about it.
I
okay?
trust you.
You should.
I trust.
I'm pretty strong.
Yeah, pretty strong.
Like, okay, just here. And I open the window. It's like you got all your stuff, right?
Yeah, I got all the stuff.
Okay.
I'm putting stuff on. Mostly.
So
I leave him my underwear.
I know.
I think either. I think I want you to hold steady. And yep. You to run away.
Seems like
unless you're trying not to get out of there.
No, I'm trying to get out of there.
What time is it, by the way?
I think it's evening. It's like
midnight o'clock?
No.
Like 8 o'clock?
Am I about to drop Chloe on you?
I guess that's my real question.
It depends on how interesting.
Are you going to drop? And is she wearing pants?
Yeah, I'm wearing pants. Not underwear, pants.
So yeah, you're totally.
You're good.
Oh,
good.
Then I guess
you
I'm
can,
not there.
Well, he's totally good.
Yeah. Well, it was his condition for failure, not hers.
I got an 8.
An 8.
I think I caused a scene. Oh shit! This is high. This is high up. Don't drop me! Please don't drop me. Out of your window.
I think
I don't want to die. Do I get to choose?
No, I think you do get to choose, and you said cause a scene.
I want to cause a scene.
I think the scene is going to be that Mara is down there.
That's if I ran into someone worse.
That is pretty worse.
You didn't run into her, but you definitely...
Don't lower me onto her head. That's weird.
Do I notice?
The question is do either of these two say anything about it? You get
say.
Down.
What?
Alright, so you get down, and as you're starting to go away, you see Mara, and Mara definitely sees you.
Hey, can I resolve my thing?
Sure.
I get to ask a question.
Okay.
What did that scheming bitch leave in my room?
Underwear.
I pick it up. And I tuck it away deep within the drawer where I have my nudie mags.
Gross.
And the box of condoms, which now has one less condom in it.
Cause yeah.
And then I lay back to my bed.
Like, as
I'm a man.
As you are hiding the evidence, you do hear a strange whispering. Just at the end, edge of your hearing.
Dude, totally throw that out.
What the hell is that?
Oh my god, is it still in my head?
It definitely has a different timbre to the hiver.
It's called gonorrhea.
What?
Of the brain.
Might be Raz.
It might be Raz.
That's just what they call the most... stage.
I grab the football off the top of my dresser, and I sit down on my bed, and I just focus.
All right.
Four. I have not made one of those yet.
It's like whatever.
Forty-two percent
chance.
I feel like you kind of already have an intimation that something bad is going on. So I'm just going to claim that I was psychic and knew you were going to flip that role.
All right. Sounds good.
Why meanwhile,
back to that.
Down in the bushes behind your house,
oh!
Awkward.
Mara. What the fuck are you doing here?
What do you mean? I'm just taking a walk. Chassie was, you know, gonna do makeovers, I heard.
In Gabe's backyard?
No, I'm on the way to our house. Are you on your way to chassis?
No, I just came out of Gabe's bedroom. We were having sex. Oh, was... Yeah, well, I mean, you knew we were together, right?
Well, yeah, you had said something like that.
Yeah, and, you know, we're a couple, so we did a couple stuff, like, have sex a lot.
The frequency with which you're mentioning sex makes me think that you don't have much sex.
Okay, I had one sex.
So you don't speak of it in discrete units like that.
Well, I'm new, so... I had one sex.
New. So then I guess you don't really understand the way sex with Gabe works. Oh. That's a 13.
2.
I don't understand.
Alright, well, give her a condition or make her lose a string on you.
I'm giving her a condition.
That's true, because I don't have any strings.
Well, then you could take a string on her if you wanted it instead.
Or take
give her a condition string. Or take a string.
I mean, that's what I meant. Gain a string, not lose a string.
Oh.
So,
You two then have sexed. That's cool.
Sexed? Oh, you're really new to this, aren't you?
I'm pretty new. I'm not a slut like maybe you, probably.
Maybe.
Sex haver a lot.
Why don't you, clean yourself? What does that smell? Are you wearing underwear?
No. That's what you do. You leave your underwear.
You left your underwear with Gabe?
That's what you're supposed to do. I read it in a magazine.
Do you know how many football players that's going to be passed around with?
Well, I hope they don't read the magazine. That seems unlikely. Listen, are you... Mara... I get what you're trying to do. You're trying to slut shame me.
Slut shame you?
Yeah.
Why would I try to slut shame you?
You're trying to be like...
I think it's really nice that you're growing up and you're starting to learn about your own sexuality.
This
That's
is like...
an important part of being
This is one of these backwards compliments. You're backward...
To be part of an important class of person.
You're uncomplimenting me. And
uncomplimenting?
Mara, you're trying to
That's
get my goat.
That's called insulting.
Yes, it is.
You don't even have a goat. Why would I want a goat?
Look.
I want you to understand.
Who said anything about goats?
For you and Gabe.
He's not a goat.
The fun that you two are having.
We're having a lot of fun. Not unlike you, who is not having sex with Gabe, I assume.
No, I'm talking.
That's a good point.
Technically, you're not having sex with either right now. We're both... engage in a conversation. And I'm really glad, you know, I thought that it would be you and me having this journey together.
We were going to have sex? With Gabe? Together? And I don't,
no.
I'm not going to do that. Maybe.
No, honey, calm down. You need to be defensive.
Okay. So calm down. Calm me down.
And I'm just, you know.
I don't know.
I just don't want you to be disappointed.
In sex with Gabe, it was pretty disappointing.
When it doesn't, you know...
I didn't.
You know, when it doesn't...
I know. I mean, he
doesn't
was,
think
he,
of you the way you think he's going to think of you.
What is he going to think of me? Because I'm thinking of him thinking of me thinking of me.
It's okay. You just...
He likes me. He doesn't like you.
It's okay, cool. It's okay.
You know what? I'm just going to get out of here. You know, old Chloe, before I met Gabe... would have, like, punched the shit out of you. But I'm gonna not punch the shit out of you. Because your shit can stay in you and not all over here, which is bad.
You don't even know how to talk anymore now that you're with him, do you? He's got you... It's like you've redefined yourself for him. For this guy that you've slept with once. It's gonna be kind of disappointing when, you know, it doesn't...
It's weird. We're forever. You don't even know. Gabe loves me. He's up there right now thinking about how much he loves me. And I'm like...
You're so sweet.
I am.
Well,
that's why he likes me.
You have a nice day, Chloe.
Okay,
I
you too.
I've got to go get...
Go get... Were you watching us?
Earlier, I was, all about this thing with Robin and Chassie.
You're not answering.
People are talking about it online, but, you know, now I'm just going to go home and have myself a cute little chuckle because you've just brightened my day.
You still haven't... Did you see us have sex?
I'm leaving.
She saw me.
So I think I want to actually cut to Monday now. Yeah, right. Probably a few of you have noticed... before school starts, Tishan is driving around in like
Car-mobile.
This year's Camaro.
Base.
Like no. Super freaked out. No, not next year's. That might be a little. Well, actually, I guess it is next year's because that's how the car things operate. Mm-hmm. You always
in the fall, yeah, because it's near the beginning of the school year, so it would be 2014 or whatever.
Yeah, the 20 plus one.
Well, yeah, whatever it is. So I'm gonna run over there.
He's been actually just driving it around the parking lot slowly.
I'm kind of bang on the window, like
no, he's got the window down. He's been going slow enough so like people can.
So
come
yeah, so I'm running. I just kind of run alongside him. Like, yo, what's dude, that? Sweet ride,
isn't it, man? My after I scored so many points in the last game, my dad said it was time I had a real car.
Oh man,
isn't it sweet,
dude?
Oh man.
Hey. Can I jump in for a second?
Yeah, I'll take you around the lot.
Alright, so I hop in and I'm like,
we don't have a lot of time, so I can't.
Roll up the window for a second.
Okay, he rolls up the window and like guns it and goes a little bit fat, like 35 around the parking lot.
Like, I have a mission to make. I totally broke guy code, but I figured you'd be cool with it. You and Chloe, you're not like a thing, right? Are you?
Chloe is the best.
Okay.
he hasn't heard the rumors.
Are you really into her?
Yeah, she didn't want to give out though at the party, but
yeah, I think like, look, you're gonna have to forgive me for this, but then I pulled underwear out of my pocket and I'm like, a gift from me to you. Don't worry about it.
Like goes in his pocket.
Sorry about you.
She
know.
Probably wanted to sleep with me anyway.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. She probably will.
You think?
Yeah, make your move, dude.
All right.
I'd really rather have her not have her breathing down my back.
Why? What's wrong with her?
Oh, I mean, she's great, but she's very. She's.
She like. Dead fish in bed or something?
No.
Glowing fish.
No.
Mushroomless butter.
she's a wild woman. She kept calling out in a language I didn't understand. But
I'm saying.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know if I can handle her. She might be a little too much for me. But you're the rock star.
Yeah,
you're
no.
The star.
I can do it.
You can do it. I kind of give him up.
He like punches you back harder than he really needs to.
I take it.
And as you're getting out of the car, one of the cheerleaders has been watching. Like actually, a lot of the girls and several.
I was trying to do this a little bit discreetly, by the way. The handing him the.
Oh yeah, no.
I don't wave it around.
Probably no one saw it.
Okay.
They might have seen him looking at something curiously for a second. But one of the cheerleaders, Mika, you may remember.
Yeah.
Him.
It.
Yeah.
Say that with such scorn.
Hey. No, I say that with confusion. I honestly don't know how we skinned Mika.
Androgynous.
Yeah. Yes. He might be a she. Maybe.
Mika is tall, blonde, thin, has lots of school and...
And has a string on me.
There you go.
That's not a school spirit, yeah.
School spirit.
Hey, Gabe, can I talk to you?
Hey, sure. Yeah. In fact, I got a favor I need to ask you. I need to get a bunch of the guys together, so...
Okay, what do you
maybe
need?
Maybe before practice after school. We'll talk about it then. Just let everybody know.
Okay, like from the team, or
yeah, the team and the squad too. But what do you know? What do you need? What do you need?
Well, you're. I've seen you hanging out with Mara a bit, and we could really use her back on the team. You know, I understand when she had the big thing a while back, and like, I don't know really what happened, but because we were never close. But she was one of the best cheers we had. And, you know, with Jeff gone, we need all the swole spirit we can.
Things with Mara are complicated. She went through kind of a time last year.
Yeah, I know, and that's when she quit the squad. But
she,
if you're friends with her,
Mika, you're the captain of the squad, right?
Right, but I can't really talk to her.
Why She's, not?
I don't know.
You should, and you should totally go talk to her.
Would you ask her for me?
Why don't you talk to her, and I'll tell her you wanted to talk to her?
I've asked her before, and she's just shut me down.
Come on, Mika.
If you're the captain of the team, or well, you're the quarterback, whatever. I can't keep it straight.
Both.
But if you asked her to cheer for you, I'm sure she would. I've already asked her. I don't know what else
Look,
I can do.
Do me a favor. Just try one more time. And I'll mention to her that they could really use your help. Maybe she wants to kind of get back into things, you know? Like,
I'm assuming you're trying to manipulate.
Yes. And that is a 11. So... Look, you don't want her to just be doing it a favor to me. You want her to be doing it because she wants to be on the team, right?
Yeah, well,
because you're an awesome captain.
And she was really good with the school spirit. I mean,
so look, I'll mention something to her. You talk to her, please. Well,
if you say something to her, then she'll know it's not just me.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many strings do you have on me and Robin?
Brian is in school, but looks like somebody roughed him up really bad. He's got a black eye and a Band-Aid on the other side of his face, and then like one of those little nose things.
I turn around.
No, I mean, you see him, like he's already in the class when you walk in, and he normally sits behind you, so you've got, it's going to be hard for you to sit down without seeing him. Or, I mean, you could sit down and just ignore him if you wanted.
No. Hey, Brian, are you alright? What happened to you? No.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you know, if we're going to do this thing, we have to be open with each other.
Do this thing?
If we're going to be in a relationship...
He looks confused.
Has all this meant nothing to you? What we've been through?
Chloe said something about us being together. I don't know what she was talking about. It's news to me.
Well, I mean, I've kind of liked you for a long time, Brian. And, you know, with Chloe ditching me and showing her true colors, I was hoping maybe you'd understand and be there for me.
I don't know where you get off. I mean, you still got my fucking glasses. And then your ex-girlfriend comes and beats me up, and...
Wait, what happened?
That's... No. I need to know.
That's if not Chloe the official is... story or whatever, so... It doesn't matter. No
official. I haven't heard an official story, so... You know, this could work fine for a story. Do you want to tell me, or do you want to not tell me? Because...
It's not going to do any good if I tell you. No one's going to believe me. I doubt you'll believe me.
You doubt I'll believe you? I'll believe...
The cops didn't believe me.
Look, if Chloe did this to you, tell me.
I just did, and you don't believe me.
You didn't, actually. You said... Look, alright, so Chloe did this to you?
That's what I said.
Okay, well, what are we going to do about it?
What do you mean, we?
Okay. Is Chloe here right now?
I don't think she's come in yet. That would be plenty awkward.
You could get an awkward enough conversation.
You know, this might be a good time for Chloe to come in. Unless you're doing a thing.
Hold on.
Okay.
I am doing my thing.
Okay. What is that thing?
Jacking you right in the face with a... Here, let me re-roll it.
Oh, you're lashing out at Chloe?
Yeah.
As she's entering the door?
Yes. Okay. Sucker punch. You have showed the fuck up. And I get a 3.
I'll let him hit me.
I think, yeah, you take a harm.
And I just walk in.
Walk right into it.
See that there's a punch coming.
You don't even have to move. Unfortunately, Mr. Keith is right behind Chloe. Because class is about to start.
Mm-hmm.
And just totally sees you, hauls off, and hit her.
Oh my god!
Robin Blake, what the hell is the idea?
Look at Brian. Chloe did that.
Oh, yeah, God. Like,
cry, bitch.
I'm gonna run out.
Okay, he doesn't try and
is
stop
that a
you.
Roll?
Or are you trying to? I. Sure. I think I'll make you roll. Speed.
I get a 7 and make a terrible scene.
That's true. Everybody sees Chloe running down the hall, crying dramatically.
Very dramatically. I go off. I'm out of the scene again.
Yeah.
I've done my damage.
So you were saying...
I was...
Let's see, everyone in class already?
Sure, everyone else is already there.
I would like to take this opportunity to say, geez, Gabe, did you tell everyone already?
What?
Don't know what that would be, roll, what kind of role that would be, but...
Snark? Roll with snark.
Yeah. on a 10 plus, you're hipper than everyone else. Hipster, one might say.
Do I want to, or do I need to hold steady to be cool about it?
Yeah.
And if I don't, I'm not going to be cool about it. So
that's
there.
Good.
Right.
You're fine. You don't even care.
What if I did?
For those of you listening at home, he just popped his collar dramatically.
There is sadly no like camera glint or.
Is there detention for popping your collar defiantly? Because
Mr.
that's at least as bad as punching a girl in the face.
Mr. Keith is actually otherwise occupied.
Look,
hold on
sorry,
a second.
Sorry,
we've got. Kind of two things going on here. So, Mr. Keith does not look like he's totally is aware of the party line, as it were. No, that's not what happened.
So, Brian is lying?
I don't know what he told you, but if he told you that it's a delicate situation, I'm surprised they let him come back to school. But I think you're going to have to go and talk to the principal, because punching another student is never the solution.
Well, in this case, it may have been, but if that's what you want, I know where he is.
Well, I will trust you to find your way there, and if you don't, I'm sure we'll hear about it. So,
I leave for the principal's office.
Alright, so back to you guys.
Actually, I kind of lean on, like, look, in all seriousness, Mara, it's none of your damn business. And
while you're thinking what else to say, what are you doing, Chassie? There's all sorts of interesting stuff going on around you.
All sorts of interesting stuff. Well, if you think about it, Chassie has just spent Sunday with her new family, being terrified that she's being unadopted. So, Chassie is waiting for a way to reinsert herself into what would be normalcy. So she's basically waiting to butt in on this, but I'm not sure how to do it.
Just pick the most inopportune time. We'll be ready for it.
Or if they're not, all the better. And
look.
Oh, if it wasn't any of my business, your girlfriend probably shouldn't have shown me all of those photos. That's 12.
To what?
I think I just got shut down.
Do you have any strings on me right now?
No.
Can I add a condition? Oh, I think I'll take another string.
Why not? Everyone has all the strings on me.
You know I don't have a phone. You broke it. Terrible memory.
How about, what condition do you have right now?
None.
Condition... self-conscious.
Look. I have been chasing after you for a whole year. I felt so guilty after
chasing
all that stuff
after
that
me.
Felt so guilty after all that stuff that happens. And I keep doing stuff for you, and you keep ignoring me and pushing me away and running away. And to be honest with you, Saturday was the last straw, alright? So, I'm glad to see you've got a little of your snark back. That's great. Mika wants you to join the cheerleading team again. I think you'd be perfect for it.
In order to be chasing after a girl?
That's a 7 to shut you down. You spend strings? Actually, that's an 8.
Yeah.
I'm carrying one forward.
Oh, right, it is to the next roll.
Yep.
Oh, well then, juice.
Yeah, you lose a string on me.
Okay.
We lose a string on each other, but I don't have any.
Alright.
Well, the response to that, of course.
Well, hold that thought. I'm gonna do a lot of scene hopping here for
right.
A little bit. I want to swap back to Robin. You're heading to the principal's office, and... just a couple of feet after you've passed the media center, Harmony runs. You hear like a door behind you. Harmony runs out and it's like, Robin, come here.
Okay. What is it, Harmony?
She like pulls you back into the media center. It's like, I've been looking at the photos from Saturday, and this is some weird shit. And, like, she pulls up a couple on one of the school computers, and, like, some of the time, the people in the photos have, like, this weird, like, blurriness to them. I'm just going to say, out of character, it's when someone is controlled by the Hiver, their their picture doesn't show up right.
So, are we talking like the ring? Photos are all.
Yeah. I haven't actually seen the ring, so I don't know.
Because that's what it is. Is there a picture of a fly that becomes a fly at some point? There's a picture of a fly that becomes a real fly.
Suddenly there are white houses and dead horses.
Yeah. Got its wish.
Nose elongates my lies. Maybe it's mixing metaphors. I don't know, man.
I think that's one of those Disney princess movies.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a real princess.
Super duty signifying thorn that makes you sleep when you
put yourself on it. But she's, like, intent on showing you all of the photos and, like, how sometimes it's one person and sometimes it's another. And, like, the cop had a really weird, like, he almost wasn't there at the start.
Harmony, this is cool and all, and I know that I'm trying to drag you into all this, but I've got to go to the principal's office right now, and frankly, well, you know, I punched Chloe, and might not sound very bad for you, to you, but
sounds pretty awesome to me.
It was, but I've got to go to the principal's office.
Well, yeah.
And I'm going to get in trouble if I don't show up there.
Oh.
So,
well, I couldn't see it on the camera because it's not high enough resolution, but I figured I would show you, and I saw you running down the hall. So, yeah, go do your thing before you get in trouble.
Yeah.
Or, I guess, go get in trouble instead of getting in more trouble.
Yeah,
but,
I'll talk to you next time I see you. Thank you.
And then let's hop back over here.
You can't be angry at someone for making them chase you, traditionally, if you never fucking express any interest in them in the first place. You can't not tell someone that you're interested in them and then expect them to know that magically, okay? And certainly the way to respond to that is not by going and fucking the biggest sociopath in school. So please, leave me alone. And by the way, if you wanted to get back at me for something, you've certainly succeeded in doing it. And by the way, you can tell your friends on the cheerleading squad, I am not interested. You can go fuck yourself. I am just... No. We are not friends anymore, Gabe. Okay? Goodbye.
Looks like you guys are two sad sacks! Mara, I've got a present for you. Hey, Gabe, what's up? How's your arm, by the way?
Jesse.
Is it alright?
Yeah, it should be fine. I just fixed the problem.
Oh, good! Mara, I really appreciated it when you ran out of the house all freaky-like and the cops chased you. So, you know what I did for you?
What?
I got you a present that you're gonna love.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, it's right here. Slam. And she slams a paper grocery bag, like a full grocery bag, that is just sort of dark and dripping with what is blood, because it contains just an assortment of raw meat.
Nasty.
She's busy.
Liz.
Best friend.
Liz, like,
a girl could ask for,
kind
and
of
I just
sniffs.
Hugged. Oh, and I hugged
you
too.
Then, like, goes, oh my god, and, like, runs out of the room holding her mouth.
And it just goes into the backpack. And I have to roll to hold steady.
Yeah. Do not just eat it now.
And I fail.
I have a friend! Yeah!
And I'm eating.
Can I have just a little?
Yes.
Just a little? Yay! Thank
Aww.
You.
I'm a...
I'm gonna let you finish.
Think I need to leave now.
Yeah, I think, like...
You made the right choice.
Did you fail to leave?
No, that's a 9.
It's a 9.
So, I'm going to run directly into something worse. I have no idea what that is.
I think we might come back to that. I have an idea, but I don't think it's going to be before you get
turmoil.
Out of the classroom. yeah, a lot of people flee... as well.
For your lives.
Mr. Keith,
There's been a fist fight. There's been a
meat
another
meeting.
Sack. Yeah.
A carnivorousness.
Yeah. God, I don't know.
There's actually two people eating out of the meat sack. Isn't there?
So, Mr. Keith, you seem to have had a really hard day. I think you should go to the teacher's lounge and get yourself some extra coffee. I'm trying to manipulate him to go away so we can keep eating raw meat in the middle of the classroom. And I think you work so hard to educate us, you really should just go and sit down for a second and breathe into a paper sack, not this one, and get yourself some coffee and feel better. So that's a 7.
7.
On reassurance.
Yeah.
You know, coffee is not a bad idea, but I'll be back in 5 minutes, and if there are any more shenanigans...
I will be back in another 5 minutes.
I don't want to see any more of this nonsense. There is enough... And he starts to curse and then stops. And are you looking like you're intending to clean up your act before he gets back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
then
yes,
he
sir,
takes
Mr.
that
Keith.
As enough and disappears.
We've got to eat this fast, Mara.
Can
you do that?
Gross.
Out the stream.
Don't cross the streams.
Vampires can't cross streams.
Alright, and I'm going to leave you hanging for a little bit more because I'm a jerk.
Perfect.
And go back to Robin.
Can I have like a one sentence scene?
Sure, it's over now.
I'm at the principal's office. I don't feel safe in school right now.
I think the secretary actually, like, when you come in, ushers you right into the principal's office, and he apparently knows the story as told by the police, and is extremely sympathetic. When Robin shows up, the secretary looks decidedly hostile. Have a seat. The principal will be with you in a minute. He's busy right now.
Okay. I'm here because I punched Robin. Punched Chloe.
Don't punch
her
yourself.
Power knows no bounds.
Since Mr. Keith's not here with me to tell you why I'm here.
Well, then you'll need to talk to the principal as soon as he's done. And
I know I need to talk to the principal. Just tell me when I can go in.
Are you trying to shut
Please.
It down?
Yes.
Okay, and what you got?
I got a 7. I'm not very cold. I'm a warm and inviting person most days.
So you can swap conditions or lose strings.
Ooh.
You don't have any strings on her, so... Or vice versa.
Oh, wait, not swap conditions. Yeah,
you give each other a condition.
Well, I guess I will give her a condition. I'm going to give her the condition day equals ruined. She's having a terrible day now. Because I'm just sitting there being a bitch.
Right
to her. Even though she didn't do anything.
I'm trying to think of a good condition to give you.
Smug? That's not a very good condition.
No.
Somebody could totally abuse that.
Don't be. I like smug.
Yeah?
I like you think you're so clever and everyone's going to take advantage of you because of that.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah. I'll let you your own petard.
That's how I get my way at work.
She like picks up the intercom and is like, Principal Sienna, Robin is here when you've got a minute. Of course, you hear this on
it's
the intercom.
Okay. I don't want to be anywhere near him. I need to get away.
Well, did he give you a reason for punching you? Or?
No, but he's with Brian, and I think Brian told him to punch me. I need to be...
I knew it was a bad idea to let Brian back in the school.
Yeah, I'm really scared because he's in my room. I mean, we have the same homeroom.
Yeah, well, that's the only class you guys share this. So I'm...
He's scary, though. Every time I see him, I think about how he almost...
Well, but he didn't, right? That's why his dad beat him up. So.
Yeah, but I keep seeing it, and it's horrible, and I don't feel safe in school, and I think that my mom should maybe take me out of school here, and God, she's going to be so mad, and she's going to talk to all her friends about how awful this place is, and I don't want you to feel like that, because probably I feel so safe here.
Well, maybe we can shift you to a different homeroom.
You're gonna shift me to a different... But where no one... You're gonna punish me for what he tried to do? Brian attacked me. And you're
Wait
gonna
a minute.
Take...
I thought... He looks a little... I thought it was Brian's dad.
They both attacked me. It happens fast. It's just awful. And you can't do that to me. You gotta get him out. He's in the building, and he could do it again. I don't know what his dad's telling him.
Dad's in jail.
Yeah, but he can, like, call him and stuff. Maybe they got, like, a dad code thing. Dad code. Dad code.
I think you need to hold steady here, because you're...
Hold steady? I'm persuading
you.
You're
freaking out.
I mean...
Holy crap.
Yeah. Your story is, like...
Dad code. Alone in the World was a little dad code.
That's all I could think of when you were saying dad code, but I don't know why.
It's the intonation.
I think so.
Look, honey, I know it's traumatic, and there's all sorts of crazy stuff that's been going on, but the police assured us it would be fine. We'll put you in a different room, you'll be fine, and...
Listen.
There's no such thing as a dad code. He's in jail.
He
his one call was to his lawyer, you know.
You know, you'd actually get more than one call. That's an urban legend. You get as many codes as they let you make. They usually let you get one code, but they don't even have to give you that.
Yeah. Well, because he attacked his son is now in foster care. So I don't think he'll be able to call him.
I hope he doesn't hurt me, because it would look really, really bad for you. And I don't want you to look bad.
It would
look like you couldn't keep control in your own school. And I don't want that to happen to you. And if he's roaming around, who knows what would happen. I could get hurt, and it would be awful, and it would be all on you. It's a 10.
Okay, and that's manipulate?
Yeah, it's a... I'm gonna threaten him. I'm threatening him
mm-hmm.
with that.
And what do you want?
I want Brian out of the school and isolated from his friends so he feels like he has nowhere to turn to. But...
You know, maybe you're right, Chloe. Maybe Brian needs some extra care right now. Because I'm sure this was a traumatic experience for him, too.
Yeah.
Why don't you go home, and we'll sort this out tomorrow.
Okay.
It'll be fine to come
Thank
back tomorrow.
You so much. I really appreciate this. I don't have a car. Can I get, like, a bus, maybe? get, like, a bus driver to drive me home. Normally I take the bus.
Why don't you wait here? Robin is, as you heard, out front.
Okay.
I don't want to make you have to see her after she punched you.
I think it's a him.
Once we're gone, I'll have the secretary give you a ride home.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate that. Her day's ruined.
Not by you.
And
so Principal
ruined.
Sienna, like, calls her in, and so you see her go into the office, and then a minute later, the principal comes out, and he's like, "Robin, why don't we take a walk and talk about what happened?"
Okay. Kind of non-standard, but
I like to get around the school. That's in during class, so there's not going to be any around the halls. What's going on?
Well, let's see. Apparently, Chloe beat up Brian, and so since Brian is my friend and Chloe isn't, in fact, Chloe is like the opposite of my friend at the moment. She showed up. I punched her in the face. I don't feel particularly bad about it.
We have a low tolerance for violence at this school.
I figured.
I
figured.
I understand growing up is hard, but you can't believe everything you hear.
So what do you believe? Brian told me it's complicated. And then told me that Chloe assaulted him. And that's the information I'm operating under. But
well,
I trust Brian.
The principal looks really uncomfortable.
I don't think you have to do it so that you do it. I think we can skip that.
Okay. So I think it's time for me to get more coffee.
Robin punched Chloe in the fucking face.
This is a campaign log.
Yeah.
It's right. It is in the fucking face. It's important. Distinguish it.
As opposed to the regular one.
Because I sexed.
One whole
there, there's
not
no sexting
discreet
in school,
units.
Might not be sexting allowed in school.
Whoa.
See, I think the principal like skirts around the issue, and obviously he has heard a different story. But tries to be sympathetic without actually like telling you what happened, at least as far as he understands what happened.
Mm-hmm. So,
but
basically, what you're telling me is that we should trust Chloe instead of trusting Brian.
Well, I'm trusting the police here. What they
right.
told.
But the police are telling you to trust Chloe instead of trusting Brian. That's really what it all boils down to here, right?
Well, I think they were both victims in this instance.
Right, but one of them has to be lying.
I guess. Yeah. But, you know, when Brian probably just doesn't want to blame his dad for it. You know? can be a traumatic thing. And so rather than admit what really happened, he's trying to put it off on Chloe so that his family isn't the victim. I'm not a psychologist. I mean, if you like, we could go and talk to the counselor, or you could talk to the counselor. I don't really need to be there.
I've talked to enough counselors. I don't know.
Are you sure? Because they can be really sympathetic and they can help you work these things out.
Unless they can tell me who's telling the truth and who's lying, then I'm not sure that they can really help me. Honestly?
Well,
how am I supposed to know who to trust?
Well, you can trust me and your teachers.
Okay, well, thanks for helping me sort that out, I guess. But let's cut to the chase. What happens now? I'm guessing I'm not here just to have a heart-to-heart talk with you.
Well,
as nice as that is.
Look, can you promise me you're not gonna punch Chloe again, or just other random people?
I'm not gonna punch other random people.
Are you gonna punch Chloe again?
I'm not gonna want to. Or, no, I am gonna want to. Look, Chloe hurt me really bad recently. And, you know, hence my personal bias, I guess. You know, you're biased towards the grown-ups. I'm biased towards people who didn't break my heart, like, within the past couple weeks. So, look, I've been at this school for several years, and this is the first time I've randomly hit somebody on the ground, so I can probably restrain myself from doing it again.
Well, I think I feel like I can believe you here, so you know, the last week has been really stressful. All kinds of stuff has happened.
Don't
just keep a tighter rein on it, and you know, you're young. You're having you'll find many people are going to break your heart. It's the way of the world. But punching them in the face isn't going to solve it, no matter how justified it seems.
Yep, fired.
that was good principle.
Yeah,
maybe. Maybe it was intentional.
I won't want to hit her again. Yeah, it's bad, I guess. Whatever.
Just see that it doesn't happen again. I definitely have to do something if it did. Shut up, you.
You're rich and white. I might even have to write a letter of complaint or something. Go to your file.
Me?
Hmm? Oh, that was a joke about corruption in the school system.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I have never made any claims that any of the adults are competent. So,
and in fact, in these type of shows, adults are incompetent by definition.
Mm-hmm.
What is they call the competence window? Or
they don't get us, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only we understand.
But anyway.
If the adults were all competent, you wouldn't have to deal with any of this stuff and it wouldn't be interesting.
Yeah. There'd be no demons.
No, but there would be support groups for demon enablers.
Mm. Or we'd just be playing Apocalypse World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the adults would be controlling the demons, and that'd be way worse.
Do you mind if I go to the
what was it, the multimedia lab,
yeah,
the media lab,
center,
media center,
I,
and like
I just made up a term,
cool off for a little while. I mean,
yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
just go ahead and do 10 first period like normal. Okay.
Okay.
And consider yourself warned.
All right.
And don't let it happen again.
I'm sorry.
And then he like tries to put on a brave face and walks off.
All right. I go back over to the multimedia.
I still have my job. I still have media. My job.
Every time.
When we last saw Gabe, he was fleeing from the meat eating, as most of the rest of the class was. Where would you go?
Over to the, probably to the field house.
Okay.
Where I usually go, yeah.
What is a field house?
Or, like, that's the athletic area where they have the basketball courts, the gym, and all the rest of that stuff, like...
It's where they store those stand-up-and-knock-down foam men.
Yeah, the things that I tore up a little bit that last time I was...
Oh, yeah.
You're a good seamster.
So, you're heading there, and you come around the corner to that little area where it's just usually nobody is in. And
the athletic storage area where I can just blow off some steam.
And Bryce and Marcel are standing there. Bryce has a cast and crutches.
Mm-hmm.
They're not talking, they're just kind of standing there. But they are blocking the hallway, so...
I've seen Marcel's picture in the yearbook.
Yeah.
Dude, Marcel, I totally needed to talk to you.
He looks up. What do you need to talk to me about?
Does light dawn on Marblehead at this point? Do I realize what's going on here?
I'm not actually sure what's going on here, so...
Well, I mean, is it obvious that he's spaced, like...
He looks a little out of it, but...
You know what? Screw it. Well, forget that. I'm oblivious. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Marcel, I walk over to him while I kind of put my hand on his shoulder and I'm like, look, I think you might be in trouble.
Yeah?
There's this thing that's been messing with people's heads. And I just sort of have this feeling like, well, you might be in some kind of danger.
Will you help me?
Yeah. Totally.
I think I want you to hold steady here, because you notice that actually Bryce has been saying the same thing at the same time. Like...
Five.
Like... As you step forward and put your hand on his shoulder and like they say, "Well, you help me," you hear it in stereo, and that's when you realize that something is definitely wrong here.
I lash out physically
again at Marcel or
yes,
at Bryce.
Targeting
it doesn't really matter. Both of them really.
Okay.
Yeah, like this is bringing back like I am. This triggers the from yesterday,
it's
like,
sure.
Like clearly, like this is the same type of thing going on here, and I'm just I just freak out. Oh boy, that is a 5. I'm gonna make rolls when I don't need to. I'm gonna hurt other players.
Oh boy,
this game's a bad.
Getting hurt.
Hurting other players.
Jesus.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You know what? I think you succeed. You push Bryce, and he goes over, and there is a sickening crunch as his cast breaks. Like, part of it shatters on the floor. You know, it's plaster and bandages, so it doesn't go everywhere, but, you know, there's a... a terrible sound, and Marcel and Bryce look at you and say, and again in unison, "I knew you wouldn't help us." And Bryce just is lying there, unable to get up, and Marcel turns and starts to walk off.
I grab him by the shoulder and I'm like, "What are you? What do you want?"
He tries to shrug you off and walk away.
No. All right, well, that's better. That's an 8.
To lash out physically?
Yes.
Okay. Well, pick one.
Oh. I'm not... You know what? No. This is the perfect time for me to be my darkest self.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well.
Because it has to be demonstrated to me that I need my friends to help.
Oh.
But that's not going to happen.
So, tell us a story about your darkest self, then.
Is he also a jerk?
None of your friends can help. They're not strong like you are. You need to chase down the biggest threat imaginable immediately and alone. Any challenges or dangers that you encounter must be faced head-on, even if they might kill me. I escape my darkest self when someone comes to my rescue, or I wake up in the hospital, whichever comes first.
Well.
Housebound.
So, yeah, you start beating the shit out of Marcel, and... it doesn't even occur to you that, you know, though he's trying to resist, he is not exhibiting any extra strength like the cops were or the other people who were possessed were before. He keeps trying to talk to you, and you can hear Bryce until you're finished with Marcel, and then you start beating up Bryce.
I don't think that's what I would do.
Okay, well then tell me.
No, in fact, I think I would knock him down, hit him a couple of times. When he's not helping, I leave, I get in my car, and I drive to the haunted house.
Okay.
That's what I would do. I mean, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
He's got that baseball bat in the trunk.
It's true. You did put it back. So...
Does anyone see me on the way out?
I was thinking they show up just as you finish kicking Marcel's side in. And
you don't kick a dude on the ground. You get down there and ground and pound.
Shut
Come on, dude.
Ground pound?
Then they can kick you back.
Somebody's wussy. I mean, it's like...
I usually stop hitting people when they fall down.
Usually.
There might have been an exception. So, yeah, you... You turn to ditch the school, and you see the meat buddies coming.
I'd like turn and stalk off towards my car. The last thing I want to do is deal with Mara right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if her and Chastity are having a moment, well.
So, I get blanked too.
Plus,
on behalf of
I'm also my darkest self
he's
right now.
He's darkest self.
Yeah,
we're not good enough for him.
Oh,
I
see. How.
Kid, healthy.
So I think that might be one way.
Do it
if you're
what?
Trying to avoid them.
What?
If you were trying to avoid them, I think that might be runaway.
Sure.
Yeah. Whoa, creep, superpower. Okay.
So tell me a story about creep then.
Actually, I need to look at the rules first.
It's when you
I think,
people.
Yeah,
it
doesn't
moments.
Actually let you. My reading of it is
I thought it
when you observe
it.
Someone during their intimate moments, like you have to go find them and observe.
I mean,
them
I like that. I like.
Moments.
I always like the idea that Mara can be anywhere,
yeah,
but
yeah,
we
yeah.
establish where
yeah.
she is. All right,
cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you could certainly chase me to my car if you want to have a word with me.
Nah.
As
I'm hanging out with someone more.
You're not in the car. Like, hey, where you going? Yeah, how did you get in here?
How is that even possible?
If you'd gone and gotten in the car, his car to eat the meat.
No. Why would I want to be in Gabe's car?
Because then it'd be like eating his
It'd be the
meat.
Second time you've eaten a whole bunch of meat in his car.
His gross meat. Probably hasn't showered.
Ugh. Until there's nothing
so,
left but a skeleton.
Did you
like
run away?
I haven't. I mean, I already
smells like
you wanted to roll the run away. I could
yeah.
Run.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, different meat.
Yeah.
That is an 11, but I've already gotten volatile on the scene, so I do not mark.
But you do get away to a safe place, or at least a safe place as your car is.
Yeah, I just get to my car, I guess. If one of you wants to sort of try to interact with me, say something to me as I'm going over there, I have no problem with that. Like, I'm not going to completely ignore you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on what you say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Gabe has apparently just beaten up two students, one of whom may have already had a broken leg.
You remember him.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
You might have seen that happen.
I remember that.
You might actually... Yeah, you probably... You did... Yeah, you saw Bryce chasing after you with a broken leg, but not crutches or a cast.
Yeah.
Like...
And did I also see Marcel? Wasn't he part of the threesome that I looked at and then ran away from?
No, Marcel was not ever actually
Marcel,
at the house.
Marcel, we've never met.
Yeah.
Fact, I thought Marcel was one of the three that was stalking off towards the woods with.
Yeah.
No, but we didn't see that.
I saw
that
it.
Was,
she
I
saw it,
it.
Yeah.
Remember when he found me and confronted me? I just turned back because I had just killed her.
Okay.
And I ran out the back and you gave me a hard
bargain. Oh, right. It was Marcel
it was
and
Marcel?
Helga and the old lady.
So she knows both of them are associated with this hybrid thing.
So
yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna question like, Gabe, are they? I saw them. I saw them at the house. What? Do you know something? What happened?
It's that fucking thing at the house. I've got to go kill it. I've got to
kill
it right now.
Okay. Well, just wait a second, and I'll get I'll get my car. I've still got some stuff in it. And,
no,
you know,
dude, it's fucked up everything with Mara and. I just gotta go do this thing. I gotta go do it.
Well, I don't know that that's a good idea. I mean, there might be more of them there. You really shouldn't go alone.
Nah. Fucking golden boy. It's what everyone says. It's time for me to actually fucking earn it. Not be a pussy and run away like last time. And I get to my car, and I... Like, look, I don't want you to get... Chassis... I care about you. I don't want you to get hurt. I gotta go do this thing.
Gabe! What does Jazzy say? At
you
this
can't
point,
handle
she's
yourself.
Speechless, yeah.
He's right.
What?
Hey.
You hearing this fuckhead? Come on. Let's go.
Say hi to your dad for me. If I don't come back, I... And then I just sort of...
Oh, come on!
I got the engine.
Okay, no.
Oh,
before
come
you
on!
Do that,
yeah.
Come
okay.
on, Chassie, let's
here's
go!
Here's a question. Is the window open? Like, are you talking to me through your driver's side window?
I think so.
That's the only reason I've been saying that.
Okay, so when you say hi to your dad for me, I punch you in the face. Because I'm sensitive about that now.
Oh, God.
Because he's not really my dad right now. Say hi to my dad. Say hi to my dad. Fine.
Okay.
He's a nice guy. So that's an 8. And I just punch you right in the side of the head. Have right. fun!
So.
Damn it. It's gonna make it quick.
Pick one, Chassis.
Alright. Shouldn't talk about my dad right now. So that's. When it says give them a string, is that give them a string on me?
Yes.
That's why I have no strings on Gabe.
I mean, you're dealing a harm to him.
Yeah.
And one of those three.
I do not want to have a harm dealt to myself, so you can have a string on me. That's fine. Put
him up. All right. And you mark XP for that?
I did.
Awesome.
Yeah. Don't talk about my daddy. My not daddy.
I don't even know what I said. I'm sorry, Chassis. I'm sorry.
Just
I've been
go.
A total
Just
asshole
go.
To you. I'm leaving.
And I bang on the car. And I walk off.
Double fingers!
Get a pinky finger.
And I'm like,
punching the steering wheel as I go, and I speed off.
Did he know that he fucked Chloe?
Ew.
Yeah.
Man.
And, he was, a whole douche to me about it. You know, he told me that girls can't be friend-zoned. Okay? And then he friend-zoned me. And then he fucked Chloe!
Alright, so we're gonna cut scene there.
We're gonna come back to
this. Robin or Chloe, do either of you have scenes you want before we call it a night?
I would like to talk to Raz.
When are you talking to Raz? When, after you get home, I assume?
Yeah, I get home, and I would like to...
The secretary is kind of pissy on the way there. She's, trying to hide it, but she is not having a good day.
I'm sorry you're not having a good day.
Not your fault. Anyway, that was color. She drops you off.
Are you sure she doesn't have a slightly longer conversation? Just a couple sentences.
Okay.
You know, whenever I get really upset, I have an imaginary friend. I know I'm a little old for it, but I feel like sometimes I need to talk to someone and he's the only one who understands. His name's Raz. If I feel exasperated and no one cares for me anymore, I just say, Raz, I wish you could help me out, you know? I'm too old for it, so...
That must be really nice for you. I wish I had that kind of outlet.
Oh, I know, it's just... Enjoy it sometime. It makes you feel better.
Well, maybe I'll have to try that.
Okay. Sorry, that's silly.
At home, talking to Raz.
I'd like to gaze into the abyss.
Okay. What are you doing?
Failing a gaze into the abyss check?
Yeah, but what are you doing to gaze into the abyss?
Well, just like always, I go to my bathroom. I've got a little bit of time, so I light a black candle. I look into the flame. Pull back my sweater. It's pink now. Oh, it's gonna get all over it. And I pull a razor blade off. It's just there. I go back so often, I might as well keep it on the counter. I stare into the blood. And I fail my roll. I failed my roll.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
Okay.
I think it's bleeding.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That doesn't normally happen that much.
And, you know, usually Raz is fairly prompt. you cut yourself. He tends to show up, but...
Oh, shit. I'm kind of losing a lot of more blood than usual. I got a band-aid around here or something.
Just when you have almost given up on him showing up, the candle snuffs out and the smoke kind of expands to fill the room. Chloe.
Raz, I wanted to talk to you about something, and I needed to tell you before anything else happened. I have a plan. I know you like having a lot of followers, Raz, and so I want to do something that I know is really important to you, which is to get more followers.
Good.
To do it, I'm going to need to show a lot of people how powerful you are. I'm going to have to be something... You've heard of double agents, right? You know that thing in all the spy movies. I got the double agent, but... You know, you're like pretending to be helping them out, but you're really just making them closer to the problem.
I don't watch a lot of movies.
Oh, you should see. Oh man, you should see Spy 3. It's really awesome. You'd like it.
You should see Heat Signature.
Heat Signature's awesome too. That time he couldn't find his heat signature.
Man,
did you really call me to talk about movies?
No. I'm going to tell some people about you, and I'm going to have them think that they're finding a way to stop you, but we both know that that can't happen. You're too powerful for that. But what we can do is get a whole bunch of people to see that you're a monstrous and powerful and mighty, and they should serve you. And the best way I can do that is to bring in a whole group of friends. I got you one football guy. I noticed he got a nice car. But I can get you the whole team, and maybe some of the nerds too. But I'm just warning you, heads up, it's gonna look like I'm not on board with you.
I do not approve, Chloe. Bring them to me one at a time.
Oh yeah, no, they'll be one at a time. Don't worry about it.
That's not what you just said.
No, well, I'm gonna get a whole bunch of them. I need to get them, like all on board. And then, like, I can get them on up and say, hey, here's Raz. Great guy.
I think it's better if you recruit them one at a time.
Okay. I'll make sure to get them to you one at a time. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna start with Gabe. Great guy. He's gonna see the error of trying to harm you, but I need to get him on board. If he thinks that you're a demon, he's a creepy religious freak. He was talking about God and shit like that.
If he thinks that I'm a demon, his father is a preacher.
Yeah, and won't that be even tastier?
If you could do it, yes.
Yeah, I could totally do it.
But he has to come willingly.
Yeah, he'll be willing.
Tishon is okay, but he is at best an order.
Yeah. No more Tayshans. We're gonna have lots of nice white guys. I didn't know that was like that, but that's cool. I'll make sure to. It's fine.
Chloe, you're wasting my time.
Okay. Yes, my master. I apologize. One at a time. White. Make sure they want you.
I don't care what color they are.
Even
they're
if they're
all red on the inside.
They're pretty dark out. I mean, red's a... Yes, my lord.
And the rise is gone, and the room lights back up.
Ow!
the wound on your wrist is gone, but the blood doesn't evaporate this time. And I think we're gonna call a scene there and switch over to super happy makeover time.
Yes.
Happy makeover.
So as I'm walking back from this altercation of punching Gabe in the face and kind of smacking his car some, because that's like him.
Well, I'm assuming this would be happening after school.
Yes, this would be happening after school, but when I do that, I text Robin and say, Robin, time for makeover.
Okay.
In the media lounge.
Sounds good. Tonight?
Question mark?
Why?
Okay.
And then I think we're going to fast forward to tonight.
Yeah.
There's any possibility that other stuff might have happened beforehand, but we can.
Yeah, we can always flash it back.
Yeah.
So I might need to get saved, or
it's fine.
Yeah. End up in the hospital.
It's fine. It's fine.
That's going to be awesome.
Where is this going down?
It's at Robin's place, right? Didn't you invite me to your place?
Yeah, I can't drive, so I should probably do this at my house.
Alright, yeah. So I show up at your house.
Robin's mom opens the door and you show up. Hi, can I help you?
Hi, Mrs. I'm here to see Robin. Hello, ma'am.
Is she expecting you?
She is expecting me. Yes, we're going to have some girl time. Some special, wonderful girl time. We've had a rough day. It's been a hard day for the two of us, so we thought we'd get together and talk.
So you certainly heard the doorbell ring and have had time to get out there now.
I come downstairs. Hey,
Chassie.
Robin! Hey!
Thanks for coming over.
Oh, it's no problem. Thanks for having me.
Nice. We're gonna be, like, dying and curling and doing girly stuff. Yeah.
So. Okay. Well, you have fun with that, and if you need anything, let me know. I'll bring you some snacks in a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Yeah.
She seems to be happy to see someone that you were happy to see.
Here, let me show you my closet. That is the first coolest thing here.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's look at a closet.
Open my closet doors, which have a lot of clothes that I don't normally wear in them.
Montage. Trying on montage.
So, hold on. Which ones do you think should be my new look? I just got out of this relationship with Chloe, and I need to reinvent myself.
I think that's a fair thing to try to do.
So, what do you think? This one or this one?
What are the options, theoretically?
I think either of you can throw options out there.
Yeah.
I don't think pink's a good color for you. I think too much pink. And you don't want to coordinate with Chloe. What?
What about green?
Green?
Or autumn colors.
Autumn colors. Autumn colors might be nice.
Should I wear, like, a suit or a dress?
How about pants?
Pants?
Pants.
Okay. Here. Meta information.
For you guys.
Alright.
Giants.
I want you to give my character a new identity. That is what Robin is going for here. That is what I am going for here.
Okay.
Can we have also, the montage?
Which could include gender.
I was about to say
that. Right. That's what
Tell
I was
me
thinking.
What my gender is. This is up to you.
That's a big decision.
Now, do we want to make this homework, or do we want to do it right now on the spur of the
moment? We can actually do that if you want.
I can.
I'm fine with cutting the session mid, like, outfit
it like fades out from like the
and then like the credits.
That's actually a pretty good end of episode.
Like, the next episode, the credits end, and
the next episode.
There's like men's clothing on one side, women's clothing on the other side. What do you think I should wear?
Montage for like different.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. iPodcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.